So let's go ahead and start with just a short meditation. Give ourselves an opportunity to kind of come into this space with a little bit of focus meditation to begin with. So no doubt all of you have a way that you already work with the breath, so you can just do that for the next few minutes. If you need a suggestion, then just tune into the sensation around the tip of the nose. And just stay present with the breath in whatever way you're working with the breath. Whenever the mind wanders, gently guide the mind back to the breath. So again, we'll do just a few minutes in silence, and then I'll lead you in a short reflection to set bodhicitta motivation for today's teaching. So now let's set our motivation for today. And we're about to embark on the study of one of the most beloved texts in the Mahayana tradition and the Tibetan Buddhist tradition. And it's very important because this is a text that is about cultivating the goal of enlightenment, trying to achieve that result through all of our actions, all of our thoughts, all of our words. It's important that we set the right motivation, a motivation that is in accord with what these teachings are about. So let's take a moment to cultivate bodhicitta motivation by recalling the main elements of that mind. The main focus of this mind, of course, is the welfare of all beings. As Lama Zopa Rinpoche often emphasizes, this is primary, this is the first thought we should have, is that we're here today because we see the vast suffering of the world. We see what sentient beings are involved in because we've seen that for ourselves in terms of our own situation. So we can clearly see that they too are in the same predicament. There's no difference between ourselves and others. every one of us simply wanting to be happy, wanting to be free from suffering. Moreover, when we understand that it is possible completely through the Buddha's teachings to attain those results of the happiness we seek and the freedom from suffering that we desire, we know that it's possible then for sentient beings to remove themselves from that state and to achieve their greatest potential, their greatest welfare. So this is the first part of bodhicitta, is to look at sentient beings, trying to encompass all beings if possible, not just our friends, our dear ones, not just the strangers that we might find it somewhat easy to have some compassion for, but then even to include the difficult people that we have in our lives, that we have in this world. To include all of these beings in the scope of this mind, to think that we are here for their welfare, for them to be able to achieve the freedom from suffering they seek, and to find their greatest happiness, their greatest well-being. But the second part of bodhicitta is to recognize that we can't do that in our current state. We can't even achieve our own welfare, our own happiness right now. We therefore have to become more qualified. So the second aspect of bodhicitta is the wish to become a Buddha so we can accomplish that task for other beings. If we don't attain that state, we will lack all of the ability, all of the skill that we need to be able to truly help them. So try to combine these two aspirations, the main aspiration of wishing to benefit all beings through being here today. Then the secondary one that recognizes to do that, we have to become enlightened. We have to attain the perfection of our own being so we can help others to do the same. And just allow that mind to become very firm right now. Deep in your heart, that wish to benefit all beings by becoming a Buddha for their sake.